Hello, everyone, and welcome into this episode of the Bear Down Buzz podcast. As usual, myself, Eli, joined by Joe and Isaac, recording this on a Thursday, so it'll be posted on Friday because we had some other stuff going on, but we will jump right into it. Obviously, the biggest news in Bears land right now is Mike McCarthy. Originally, it was reported that the Dallas Cowboys denied our interview request for Mike McCarthy, and then he was let go from the Dallas Cowboys after about a week of consideration here and there. Jerry Jones reporting that it wasn't even on his mind. There was never a conversation around contract negotiations, that kind of thing. But now the Bears seemingly are very interested in Mike McCarthy becoming the next head coach of the Chicago Bears. And, you know, initially I think we were all of the same mindset. And I think across this fan base, opinions have kind of changed now versus where they were at. But Isaac, I will start with you first. What is your opinion then versus now, kind of on the Mike McCarthy smoke potentially becoming the next head coach of the Chicago Bears?
I feel like fans, it gets to a certain point where you keep on talking about head coaching candidates where everyone at one point in the beginning was on the same boat. We're like, yeah, we need someone new. We need someone young with innovative ideas. Ben Johnson kind of matches all those requests. And we're at this point now where it's like, okay, well, maybe we shouldn't risk it on a first-time head coach. Maybe, you know, Mike McCarthy is the answer. And don't get me wrong, he's not a bad coach at all. I think he's better than most of the candidates that the Bears are interviewing. The thing is, it's like, you really look into it, like there's the one side where it's like, yeah, he's been to the playoffs a bunch of times. His quarterbacks have always been like top 10 in passer ratings. He's won a Super Bowl and stuff like that. And then you look at it from the other perspective where it's like, he only won one Super Bowl with Brett Favre and Rodgers. He didn't really do much in Dallas. And it's kind of like back and forth. There's no, in my opinion, there's no clear answer to this head coaching search. Like there's going to be pros and cons for every candidate. There's not going to be a perfect person. And I feel like people are trying to paint a candidate to become that perfect candidate, which in reality, that's not how it works. For me, I don't know if I would necessarily be excited that if we were to hire Mike McCarthy, I would be excited. He is, in my opinion, someone that is going to not have a super high ceiling, but he is going to raise the floor in Chicago, because if McCarthy were to come, he would be one of the best head coaches that we've had in our history, which is pretty sad to say. We haven't had a lot of good head coaches, but I feel like at this point, it's like, if Ben Johnson wants to go somewhere else, then that's on him. It's crazy. I feel like the Bears have the best situation, and I'm not saying this as a biased Bears fan. I'm saying this in the point of, like, we have a franchise quarterback, which the Raiders don't. We have a lot of cap space. We have cornerstone players on this team, and some, you know, the Jaguars, they do, the Raiders, they have Brock Bowers and stuff like that. But it would be crazy for me to look at Ben Johnson and be like, this guy waited a whole, maybe two seasons to become a head coach just to go to a team like the Raiders where they don't have a quarterback. And I don't know what the future has in store for them. So that's basically my thoughts on it. And I'll toss it over to you, Joe. What are your thoughts on this whole Mike McCarthy situation?
Okay, well, first of all, even if you don't want to take McCarthy seriously, the Bears are. They flew him in on a private jet and they took him to dinner afterwards, after the interview. So they're taking it pretty seriously. I don't know. It's difficult because when I first heard about us interviewing McCarthy, I was like, I don't want McCarthy. Still don't want McCarthy. But there's been very good points brought up, not just by you, but by other people that are talking about this. McCarthy will definitely raise the floor of this team. He'll get us probably to at least anywhere from 9 to 11 wins if he's the coach. That's what he's done in his career. I know this past year didn't go well in Dallas, but Dallas also had a bunch of injuries, and that's why their season didn't end up going well. Plus, they only had really one receiver that was good in CD Lamb. Other receivers didn't really do any. Like, the second best receiver was Kevontae Turpin, and he's really just a speed guy. So when you have a speed guy that's your number two in receiving yards, that's never going to end well for receiving room, in my opinion. Unless your name is Tyreek Hill and you're the best receiver in the league, then that's a different story, but that's not Turpin. And I just think that there's a lot that I don't like you said, Isaac, McCarthy only won one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. Now their relationship was rocky, to say the least, like at least in the later stages. And if you ask Packers people, well, some Packers fans will put it on McCarthy. If you listen to some Packers reporters, though, they'll say it might have been a combination of both McCarthy and Rodgers not, you know, just like giving a big middle finger to McCarthy on some play calls sometimes and not making the right choices and then them blaming McCarthy. But we know what Rodgers has done this past two seasons, like at least this year, like he's just a diva. So like, yeah, sure. I believe that maybe Rodgers wasn't running the plays to like what, like didn't make correct play calls and then would blame the coach, McCarthy, for calling bad plays. I can believe that, because if you looked at what he did this year in New York, that wasn't what he did, but he made a lot of stink with Saleh and basically got Saleh fired. I know he says he didn't, but from also looking in, it looks like exactly what happened. But I just don't think he'd bring us a Super Bowl, which is what we want. Now, he's 61. I don't know when he would be retiring. I won't want him for here for 10 years, but say he's here for 4 or 5 years and he develops Caleb Williams into an elite level quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, I guess I'd be okay with that. But then you'd have to find another coach that hopefully will take you to the next level. As, like I said, I don't think McCarthy's taking you to that Super Bowl. So like, again, he's not the worst option that they were to hire him, but he's also not like, I don't know. He's not obviously my top option. I think he's probably in my top three now, although it's like, I don't want him, but I don't think I'd be as mad. I don't know. I have to like talk, like think about it more. I've been thinking about it a lot. It has changed a lot since I first heard. Like, at first, like I said, I didn't want him at all. Now I'm kind of considering it, but I'm still on the fence. But yeah, that's my thoughts on McCarthy. What about you, Eli? What do you think about the Bears potentially bringing in Mike McCarthy?
Yeah, so I think the overarching theme of this is, you know, it seems like, Isaac, you kind of brought up the point of it feels like Bears fans are now settling. Because this is what we always do. You know, we shoot for the highs. And then when things start to slow down, they get bogged down, we're like, well, maybe this other person, we can settle on that. You know, it's the same thing we do for the draft, free agency, and just everything Bears related. It seems like we always want to settle. And, you know, there are multiple different ways to look at this with McCarthy versus Ben Johnson or whoever. But I do agree, you know, the overarching theme of this is that McCarthy, you know, he's not a guy that's going to, you know, maybe potentially he will bring you to multiple playoff appearances based on just the strength of this roster where we all think it's at. He raises the floor, as you kind of said, Joe or Isaac, whoever said 9 to 11 wins. That's kind of what McCarthy does. He raises the floor and makes a solid structure for a team that needs it. And I don't think that's what the Bears should shoot for. You know, If he comes in and he's hired and he develops Caleb Williams, as you guys kind of said, that's great. But, you know, it's going to come to the point where, sure, Caleb ends up being a top 12 guy and he's putting you into playoff contention every year. That's what the Green Bay Packers did for years. You know, they did win a Super Bowl, but, you know, that was an entirely different league back then. So do we want to settle for just playoff appearances and being in the conversation every year versus what the trend has been the last few years of hiring a young offensive mind that turns these teams into perennial Super Bowl contenders? You know, the Vikings, for example, obviously they were a first round exit, but Kevin O'Connell is a brilliant offensive mind. And, you know, I think sooner or later, depending on what they do with that team, I think they can be a contender. You know, Green Bay Packers don't like to admit it, but Matt LaFleur is an excellent head coach. You know, there are some conversations here and there regarding play calls and everything like that this season. But I still think he's an excellent head coach. And the prime example is Sean McVay. That dude is arguably the, if not one of the best head coaches in the NFL year in and year out. So based, you know, just on history, why not go for the young mind and take a swing versus, you know, let's hire this guy and we know we're going to be safe and we know we're going to at least be better than we have been in recent years. And, you know, I think a lot of Bears fans would accept that and say it's better than what we've had. And, you know, it's more fun to watch. But if you truly want this team to be a Super Bowl contender, I think you just have to swing for the fences. And that's what Ben Johnson is to me. But do you guys have any other thoughts on Mike McCarthy potentially being rumored to be the next head coach of the Chicago Bears?
I got something. So people like to argue this on, I've been seeing it on Twitter and it's kind of baffling to me. They'll be like, oh, well, Ben Johnson has never been a head coach before. So how can we trust that? But at the same time, how can we trust Mike McCarthy, who's, you know, never coached for the Bears? It's the same thing. Like, yes, he's had head coaching experience, but that's not going to necessarily translate to another team. And another fact that I want to bring up is, when has a team with a head coach with on their third team won a Super Bowl? It's never happened. So I'm tired of Bears fans saying, well, you know, the Bears have never been a team that's consistently win 10 or 9 wins. Like, we want that. Yeah, like, yes, it's nice to have that, but I want something more. I want to win Super Bowls. And you brought up a great point about all these young offensive-minded head coaches. The first time head coaches, Kyle Shanahan, Mike, Sean McVay, Kevin O'Connell, they are great head coaches. I think I would take them over most of the other head coaches in the NFL. And another point is, like, when you think about it, for Mike McCarthy, was he a really good coach or was he a product of the QBs he's coached? So what I mean by this is, like, he's had Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott, they've all been pretty good quarterbacks. Like, is it because of the quarterbacks or is it because of him? And it's something that you bring up, people can be like, no, it was Mike McCarthy or it was, you know, Aaron Rodgers and stuff like that. But yeah, Joe, did you want to bring up something?
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I mean, to Aaron, well, I have 2 points off that. The Aaron Rodgers point, Aaron had a bunch of stuff to fix coming out of college. So McCarthy definitely did help develop that. Now, everything else, like I said, that's kind of a crapshoot. But he did help make Aaron Rodgers into the quarterback that he is. In terms of Dak, I don't know. It's iffy because I don't really think Dak's a good quarterback. I think he's somehow just put, like, his stats are great, but I wouldn't consider him like a great quarterback. I think some of it does have to do with the fact that McCarthy's offense is good, even though it wasn't good this year. Oh, that's another point that I forgot to bring up when I was talking about McCarthy. Yeah, if we bring him here, he's gonna need to somehow, not somehow, he's gonna need to, iterate, that's not the word I want to use, but it's the word I'm going to use, his offense and change it and make it different. Because I think this year, for sure, in Dallas, it just didn't look great and it needs changing. And his West Co the what the offense he runs is a West Coast offense that's about 30 years old now. So it does need, he needs to continue to change it. And I don't think he's done that over his 4 years in Dallas. I think he did that like when he was first in Dallas, but I don't think he's done it like every year. So that would definitely need to change. But yeah, I think with Rodgers, it was definitely a product of both. And then with Dak, I think in my opinion, it's more of a product of McCarthy than it is Dak, because I don't think Dak's that good of a quarterback. Like I said, I know he throws, he does great in the regular season every year, But isn't that a great playoff quarterback? And that's kind of what you measure yourself on. And that's not what Dak is. So I think, at least in the regular season, that McCarthy elevated Dak to what people consider him to be a top 10 quarterback, even though if you look outside of that, he's not that. But yeah. Sorry, if you want to continue with what you were saying, Isaac, go ahead.
No, you're good. Honestly, that was basically everything I was going to say. So, Eli, did you have anything you wanted to add on?
Yeah, I think bringing up the point about offense, not only, you know, the unit as a whole, but I think in particular, the offensive lines that McCarthy has been a part of building, you know, with the Packers for years, they have a history. That's a tradition of theirs, is strong depth and just great starting talent along the offensive line. That was the trend in Green Bay for the longest time. And that was, you know, a point of emphasis in Dallas for a long time. I think this year it kind of underperformed with regards to injuries and everything like that. But that is one thing that I think if McCarthy was hired, he would immediately address, then it would at the very least raise the floor from what we have right now, which you can't go much lower. But another point of emphasis that a lot of people have talked about with McCarthy is his strength of his coaching staff that he brings in. Now, we've all talked about Chris Morgan for the longest time and how he has just underperformed since he's been with the Bears. I think that's another thing that McCarthy would do well at is hiring the right offensive line coach. Now, I don't know any specific names, but I think if McCarthy were hired, I think the coaching staff he would bring in would actually be an upgrade from what it has been in years past. But does anybody have anything left regarding McCarthy before we move on? Similarly, along the head coaching search, you know, the hot name has been Ben Johnson. And I think we could all agree that is the number one candidate right now, not only for the Bears, but for several teams across the league. And that has been a huge topic of conversation. Now, it started off the beginning of this head coaching search. You know, the names to mention were, you know, the Patriots, the Bears, and I think the Jaguars were the other big one. Now, the Patriots obviously already hired Mike Vrabel, which I think is a great hire for them, and it fits what they need to do. And I think, as far as I've seen, yeah, I might be wrong on this, but I think the Jaguars are trending towards Liam Cohen now. I think they're the only team that has kind of interviewed him, if I'm not mistaken. So now, a surprise team has come out of the woodworks after firing their head coach, Antonio Pierce, the Las Vegas Raiders. And now it seems like all of the reports are that there is a lot of smoke with Ben Johnson to Las Vegas. And, you know, there's been reports, but I haven't seen anything concrete to kind of show that Ben Johnson is the leading candidate for the Raiders. Now, obviously, he's the big name, so that's anybody that has an availability, that's going to be the name. But I'll ask you first, Joe. Have you seen really anything concrete to kind of point towards Ben Johnson becoming the next head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders?
Not seen anything from any of the big reporters, but I like the insiders, but I do feel like it's a very big possibility. Not only does Tom Brady the commentating the game this week, the Lions and Commanders game, that's important, A, because he can get to watch Ben Johnson, and he's a minority owner, I think I used the right word, of the Raiders. But also, obviously, you know, he's the best quarterback of all time, so he kind of understands stuff about quarterbacks and coaching, so he and offense. So he probably really wants to get a guy like Ben Johnson. I know they don't have a quarterback. Well, a lot of us think they don't have a quarterback. I've heard, I don't know how true this is, that I think Brady likes Aiden O'Connell. I don't know how true that is. I might be completely wrong, and if I am, my bad. If he does and he believes in Aiden O'Connell, then trying to sell Ben Johnson at Aiden O'Connell, we try to do that. Although that's a much tougher sell than somebody like Cable Williams for sure. But it's, I mean, there's a lot of rules in terms of what Brady can and can't do because he's a minority owner of the Raiders when he's commentating. But again, like, him being at the game on Saturday kind of is I don't know what word, like, it's kind of fishy. I guess is the word I'll use. Because, yeah, there's rules, but, like, is he going to go down the field and talk to Ben Johnson? He technically isn't allowed to, I think, but is anybody going to stop him from doing that? So, I don't know. I can see, I'm scared that Ben Johnson might end up with the Raiders, although, like I said, they don't have a, they don't, in a lot of people's eyes, in my eyes, really, they don't really have a quarterback. And Ben Johnson would have to go a year without a quarterback and hopefully then draft a quarterback in the next draft. Or, you know, if he likes Aiden O'Connell too, then they wouldn't have to do that. But yeah, I don't, like I said, I haven't seen anything from the major reporters, just a bunch of Raiders sites and stuff. There was something from Raiders reporter, but like, I don't think it was like he made it sound like an official report, but then under it, I think he said, like, this is just my thoughts, which, again, you're framing it as a report, and it's not a report, it's your thoughts. Stop. Don't do that. But I can see it happening. I obviously don't want it to happen. But yeah. What about you, Isaac? What are your thoughts on Ben Johnson's potential to go to the Raiders?
So I don't want to, how do I say this? I'm not like an insider, like those people on Bears Twitter have been kind of framing themselves to be. I don't have any sources, but just from what I've gathered and kind of maybe my opinion kind of formulated onto this conversation I'm about to have right now. So Ben Johnson obviously has really good people around him because they're making, like, no one really knows exactly what he's thinking right now. And it's going to help him get a lot of money and get what he wants. So there's that. The second thing is, from what I believe, I think Ben Johnson, like, remember before he was like, I'm not going to take any interviews unless I'm very serious about this head coaching job. So it was, in my opinion, I think he only was going to take the Jaguars, Bears, and Patriots seriously. The Raiders weren't in contention. You know, that wasn't really in his mind. And then they fired their head coach, and Tom Brady maybe was trying to persuade Ben Johnson, like, hey, Ben, like, we'll give you this on the side, or we'll give you this much money. We'll tank for a year and you could draft your quarterback of your choice. Maybe that's Arch Manning or someone else. We have a lot of cap space. We have young talent like Brock Bowers, stuff like that. So he ended up taking the interview with the Raiders, and now there's all this smoke. Like Joe said, I saw this like Raiders beat post up like a report when it's not a report, it's just his thoughts. So it's, that's not, you know, that's not what you should do. But all this smoke around Ben Johnson, it's really just people trying to create a story, because I've seen a lot of Raiders fans, a lot of Bears fans fighting over Ben Johnson on Twitter, which is funny because, you know, we really don't know, and you should just kind of chill out. Let it take its course. But do I really think Ben Johnson would want to go to the Raiders without all this stuff from Tom Brady? No, absolutely not, because he would go into a division where he's coaching against Andy Reid, Sean Payton, and Jim Harbaugh, and he's going to have to play against quarterbacks like Bo Nix, Justin Herbert, and Patrick Mahomes. And the NFC North, like, yes, you are going against Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, Matt LaFleur, but I feel like the quarterback's a little bit weaker. I wouldn't necessarily be scared of a Sam Darnold or J.J. McCarthy, and then Jared Goff and Jordan Love as much as the other quarterbacks in the AFC West. So it is what it is. If Ben wants to go to the Raiders and do his thing over there with Tom Brady, that's fine. You know, the Bears can, you know, it's not the end of the world, but at the same time, I just can't see him going anywhere else besides Chicago. And maybe that's a little bit of bias coming from a Bears fan, but that's just my thoughts. Eli, did you have anything with Ben Johnson and the Raiders?
Yeah, so first, a side note. For as many leaks as there seem to be in the Chicago Bears front office, there's got to be some cleaning house to do, because, you know, we've got Sears Tower, we've got Poles Is Not Him, we've got all these people that claim to be, you know, a friend of a cousin of a janitor who's a friend of a front office person, and they know for a fact that Ben Johnson is settling on on Chicago. Something's got to be cleaned up in the front office, but more so on a serious note. Yeah, I totally agree. If it's not a credible report from these Raiders pages, just like Chicago, don't buy into it. You know, just listen to the rap reports, the Pelisseros, the Schefters. Wait for the news to come out. I get that we want to, you know the information before it happens, but just we got to have some patience. You know, when it happens, it happens. And another thing, we have got to quit beefing with opposing fan bases when something major is happening. It just feels like we're just giving the league more firepower to pick on Bears fans. You know, we talked all this talk heading into this season, and then we fell flat. You know, every year we're the offseason champions, and now we're 100% sure that we're getting Ben Johnson. And if we don't, you know, we're going to have the Patriots fans, we're going to have Jaguars fans, Raiders fans all coming at us and just laughing their butts off because it doesn't happen. But, you know, just stop doing it. Just have a little humility when it comes to talking about the Bears. I beg that we do that. But yeah, I personally, with the whole Raiders conversation, it's tough to look at it from a fan standpoint, because we can look at that roster up and down and say, yeah, there's nothing there aside from Brock Bowers to really give you any hope moving forward of having immediate success. But then you think about it as more so someone that's in the league, and you've got to think, if you're Ben Johnson, when you compare the Raiders job and the Bears job, you know, to me at least, I think you're getting probably an extra year if you take the Raiders job, because as you guys kind of laid out, you don't have a quarterback. There's not a lot of core pieces. So kind of like the Bears did, maybe clean house, rebuild for a year, and then head into the draft with a top pick, get your quarterback, take an offseason to rebuild the offensive line. You know, the whole thing that we've attempted to be doing. I think if you become the Raiders head coach, you've got a longer leash than you would in Chicago. Now, I don't think if we hired Ben Johnson and we fell flat the 2 years, I don't think we would fire him year three, you know, that kind of thing, for the amount of money that we're probably potentially going to pay him. But again, I think you have a longer leash just because of where the Raiders are at right now from a roster standpoint. And then you've got to think the whole conversation around GM and head coach pairing. That was a point of emphasis, you know, that a lot of people have stated about Ben Johnson. Looking at that job before they fired Antonio Pierce and Tom Telesco, that was not an appealing place to go. But now, it seems like Ben Johnson, if he were to go there, I don't know their process right now with GM versus head coach kind of thing, but if it were to come to a point to where Ben Johnson would be hired first and then he could bring in somebody to run the front office alongside Tom Brady, I'm sure they would be, you know, all connected in that aspect, that conversation. But yeah, there are several things just in that kind of standpoint to where the Raiders job could be attractive. But then again, it depends on what you want as a head coach. Do you want to revive the Raiders team and take a few years to build that back up in a tough division? Or do you prefer coming to a city like Chicago where we haven't had a winner in a long time, and you could stick it to your old team, that kind of thing? You know, we don't know where Ben Johnson's head is at. So it's just a matter of where his priorities lie, I guess, is the way to put it. But yeah, that's kind of the whole Ben Johnson situation. Do you guys have anything else regarding Ben Johnson, his destinations, his mindset, maybe anything else before we move forward? All right. So Isaac, you were the one to kind of bring up this topic, and I think it's a really fun one. So Isaac kind of came up with the idea to build your own quarterback. And that is one thing I actually forgot to mention before we get back into this quarterback conversation. Actually, it just slipped my mind again. So we'll just move forward with the build your own quarterback. Isaac, if you've got it ready, you can kind of build your prototypical quarterback.
Okay, I'll kind of lead this one. This was based off of Caleb Williams. He was on the St. Brown's podcast and they asked him to do it. So I don't have it. I kind of have it off the top of my head. So I'll say the trait and then I'll ask you guys and then I'll give my thoughts. There's, you know, obviously no right answer. I just kind of want to see your guys' opinions. Maybe we have different taste in quarterbacks when it comes to certain traits. So first we'll go with IQ. And then before I start, you can only choose a quarterback once. It can't be multiple times. So IQ, Joe, I'll start with you. Who would you choose? Any quarterback. It doesn't have to be in the NFL right now.
Yeah, I'm going Peyton Manning. All able to call. Peyton Manning for me. I was listening to them. I listened to the episode today. I'm surprised that Caleb didn't say Peyton Manning, because that was the immediate name that came to my mind. Like I said, because of all the audibles he called. What about you, Eli? What is your who's your QB that you would put IQ on? Yes, that's not the way that whatever, you know what I'm asking.
No, yeah, you're good. Yeah, you stole my answer right off the top of the bat. Peyton Manning is the guy, but Isaac, can we pick the same quarterback, or do you want me to pick a different
you
one?
You could pick the same quarterback, yeah.
Okay. So my first answer obviously would be Peyton Manning, but I'm gonna go the route of not repeating the same answer. So, you know, I'll just take Tom Brady, because that's a guy that's been there, done that, and you know, I don't think he's the same level as Peyton Manning, because that was just, he was the sheriff. That was the dude that knew what he was looking at game in and game out. But I will pick Tom Brady, since Joe picked the man, the myth, the legend, Peyton Manning, for IQ at quarterback. But Isaac, you go ahead.
I'll try to be on the train where I choose a different quarterback. I always really liked Drew Brees, and I think he was one of the smartest quarterbacks I ever watched. I always felt like watching him on the Saints, I was like, this guy's never going to throw any interceptions or anything like that. He was so consistent. And I just want to bring up a point. I saw this post about Michael Thomas in 2019. He had like 185, what's it called? Where they like, Drew Brees threw to him 185 times. That is an absurd amount. And Michael Thomas had his best season that year. So I'd take Drew Brees for IQ. Now, moving on. We'll go the classic accuracy, and I'll start with you this time, Eli. Who would you choose for accuracy?
Yeah, so I'll just follow up your regimen right there with Drew Brees, because that dude, as you kind of laid it out, he knew where to place the ball, and it was a joy to watch him play. I'm glad we got to grow up in a time where we got to see all these great quarterbacks play. So accuracy-wise, I will take Drew Brees, and Joe, whenever you're ready, you take your pick for accuracy.
Well, first off, I do want to say real quick that your pick for IQ, Isaac, is great, because that Sean Payton offense is apparently a really tough offense to run. So that's a great pick. For accuracy, this is tough. Matthew Stafford? He's pretty accurate when he's hot. I mean, you saw that this past week against the Vikings in the wild card round. So what about you, Isaac? Who are you picking for accuracy?
For accuracy, I'll choose Tom Brady. It's an obvious one. He could honestly be in any category and he'll be a good pick, but accuracy is, for me, Tom Brady. Moving on, the next category is going to be pocket presence. So I'll start with you, Joe. Who would you choose for pocket presence?
My mind immediately went to Mahomes. He knows how to climb the pocket, get out of the pocket, just maneuver in the pocket. I'm sure you go for Tom Brady with this too, but I'm going to go with Mahomes. What about you, Eli? Who are you picking for pocket presence?
So I'm going to go way back. I'm going to go way back, and I'm going to say Steve Young, because that dude was the prototypical mobile quarterback before mobile quarterbacks were a thing. And he was the past day, like Lamar Jackson, in terms of escapability and sack avoidance and everything like that. So I'm going to say Steve Young and take it way back. So Isaac, you go ahead.
This one's a hard one, because I didn't watch a lot of him in the moment, but Michael Vick is my pick. That guy was able to get out of anything. And he was basically like you were talking about, Eli. He was one of the first real mobile quarterbacks where you're like, wow, this guy can do it with his arm, with his leg. So my pick is Michael Vick. And speaking of legs, the next category is going to be mobility, and I guess like the best rushing quarterback. So I'll start with you, Eli. Who would you choose for mobility?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one because I don't, you know, it seems like a lot of these mobile quarterbacks have been appearing in recent years. And past that, you know, Vic was the guy that did it before anybody else, aside from Young, as I kind of mentioned. But if I remember right, like, obviously I didn't watch a lot of this quarterback, but I might be mistaken on this, but from the clips I've seen, I think Warren Moon might have been a really escapable quarterback. So again, not 100% sure on that, but just for the sake of the argument, I will say Warren Moon. I'll do some more research on that though.
I'm going Lamar. Good Josh too. I'm picking Josh for another one though. I'm going Lamar here. He's probably going to end up as the best rushing quarterback of all time. So I'm going Lamar. What about you, Isaac, for mobility?
Yeah, I mean, Lamar, I feel like, is everyone's number one. For me, I'm going to choose Justin Fields because that 2022 season was such a fun season to watch him run. I feel like every game he was making like these crazy runs, and I hope to see more of that soon. Hopefully he could become a starter somewhere. But the next category is going to be, I think, where you're going to choose for Josh Allen, Joe, which is best arm. So I'll ask you first. If that's not Josh Allen, then, you know, surprise me. But who are you choosing for best arm?
Yeah, I was going to choose Josh Allen. He has the cannon, bro. I mean, you could put Mahomes here too. I picked him earlier, though. You could put probably Brady here too for most of his career. You could put a bunch of quarterbacks here. I'm going Josh Allen because he throws those bombs and he's fun to watch, whether you were watching him throw the ball or running the ball. So who do you got for best arm, Eli?
Okay, so first, a name came to me. I am changing my last pick from Warren Moon to Cam Newton because, you know, they just escaped completely. So escapability will be Cam Newton. But now, for arm strength, as much as I hate to say it, I'll say Aaron Rodgers because it just seemed like any time in clutch time, he would make an insane throw for 60 yards down the field. And it was just accurate. And it happened several times against the Bears. You know, Jordy Nelson plagued us for years with that whole play. Just chuck it and Jordy's down there somewhere. I'll pick Aaron Rodgers. So whoever, I think it's Isaac, you go ahead.
So you chose Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen. Not a lot of names are popping up in my mind. And I'm going to say this quarterback, but to preface this, he's not really the most accurate quarterback when it came to throwing it downfield, but he could definitely throw it downfield. And that was Cam Newton. Sometimes he would just chuck it and it would work. And it was crazy. I mean, that I think it was 2015 season when the Panthers were like, they only lost one and then they went to the Super Bowl and lost. I was rooting for the Panthers back at that Super Bowl, but it is what it is. So best arm, Cam Newton. I think there was one more category. I had one off the top of my head. Now I lost it. Do you guys have any other categories that I missed that we can mention?
I mean, you can kind of mention durability. I guess you can mention clutch ability, something like that.
Let's end up with those two. So first, okay, we'll start with clutch. Who would you, Eli, you go first. Who would you say for clutch?
Now it's tough because I already used Brady and I don't want to use Brady again. That is a really tough one. I'm trying to rack my brain right now.
While you're thinking, I'm gonna just say mine. Mine's Mahomes.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to call Rodgers clutch either, but you know, I might as well. Just because, no, I did use him for the cannon. I'll repeat here. I think Rodgers, when it came to crunch time, more times often than not, I think he showed up. So I'll repeat here and use Rodgers. So Joe, you go ahead whenever you're ready.
I don't know how clutch Ben was, but I know that he drove the Steelers down in the Super Bowl to win that game. So based off of that, I'm going to go Ben Roethlisberger. I wish I had like more knowledgeable picks, but I don't know much about quarterbacks older than us, like way older than us, because I don't really watch those clips.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting down the line of like choosing so many different quarterbacks. So the last one, I'll ask you again first, Eli. Durability, who would you choose for that category?
See, this guy, I think, could have been really great on another team other than which he was drafted. And you're kind of seeing it repeat itself. I'm going to go with Philip Rivers because that dude took several hits. And they just, to me, I don't think they ever built enough of a team around him to win. Now, I'm not saying he would have been a top five quarterback if he got drafted elsewhere. But for years, this Chargers team has just had great quarterback play. And as I kind of mentioned, you're seeing it happen again with Justin Herbert. I think my opinion of him is slowly drifting to where he needs to do a little bit more. I think this playoff game was a big indicator of that. But long story short, I'll pick Philip Rivers for durability.
How about you, Joe?
Tom Brady. I don't have the numbers on this, but I don't feel like he missed a ton of games. I mean, obviously he had that one season where he got suspended and missed like four. I think it was between 4 and 8. And I think he got hurt that year too, maybe. I don't know. But I feel like he didn't miss a ton of games in his career. You always can pencil him in for 16 games or 16, 17 games or 15, depending on if where the Patriots were in the playoff race. So I'm going to go with Tom Brady for that one. How about you, Isaac, for durability?
Yeah, like you said, Joe, I'm kind of out of options here, but I haven't chosen his quarterback yet, so I'll just choose him. Peyton Manning. I don't believe he missed too many games either. At least in recent memory, and when he was on the Broncos, I don't think he missed a lot of games. So Peyton Manning's my choice. And if all those traits came together in one quarterback, geez, that'll be crazy. But there it is.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Actually, I want everybody to go down their list, and I think we should pick who we think would be the best quarterback out of this. So I will start it off. For IQ, I had Tom Brady. Accuracy was Drew Brees. Pocket presence, Steve Young. Escapability, Cam Newton. A cannon, Rodgers. Clutch ability, Rodgers. And durability was Philip Rivers. Joe, if you have yours off the top of your head, if you have them listed.
I do not have them listed. I can try to remember them off the top of my head. You guys put it in the chat, the categories though. So I know for durability, I'll go with that one because that was the last one. I put Brady. IQ, I had, so I'll start from top to bottom. I know I just did bottom, but IQ is, I had Peyton Manning. Then for accuracy, I had, what the heck did I have for accuracy?
It might have been Tom Brady.
Did I say Tom twice? I know for pocket presence, I had Mahomes. Arm strength, I had, I'm going to go with the ones I remember. So mobility, I had the ones I remember. IQ was Manning. Pocket presence was Mahomes. Arm strength was Josh Allen. Mobility was Lamar. Clutch was Ben Roethlisberger. Durability was Tom Brady. I really don't remember what I asked for.
Yeah.
Accuracy.
Yeah, it's all good. If we want to go with Isaac, I mean, that'll be a stout quarterback no matter what, regardless of who you had. But Isaac, if you want to go ahead with your quarterback.
I'll try my best to memorize or to say what I said earlier, but IQ, I had Drew Brees. Accuracy, Tom Brady. Pocket presence, I had, who did I have? I'll get back to that one. Arm strength, I had Cam Newton. Mobility, Justin Fields. Clutch factor, Mahomes. Durability, Peyton Manning. And then the pocket presence,
I think that might have been Michael Vick.
Yeah, there you go. Michael Vick. Yep.
Perfect. Yeah, that's another tough quarterback right there. But for mine, I had for IQ, Tom Brady. Oh, I already gave mine, didn't I? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Forget that. But yeah, I it's a tough sell either way between the three of us. So I'd call it a tie no matter what, but that's a quarterback that's going to win games no matter what. But that was a, that's a fun one. I think we should do some more stuff like that in the future for sure. But is there anything else you guys wanted to mention in regards to maybe another quarterback you had in mind, trait, or the rumors around Mike McCarthy, Ben Johnson, other candidates that we may not have talked about before we head on out of here?
I was just going to say, hopefully in the future, we could do this with Bears quarterbacks only, but right now, absolutely not. I wouldn't have much, like really anything. And that actually brings up something. I was going to say Jay Cutler for, what was I going to say him for arm strength, because he was able to throw the rock, but yeah, that's what I wanted to bring up.
Yeah, definitely for arm strength, maybe not, you know, winning percentage or accuracy, but for sure, he had a cannon. That's definitely one thing about him. Joe, you
I'm
had
some. Surprised something. None of us brought up Joe Burrow.
No kidding. Yeah, that's a good one. You could probably even make the argument for, you know, it's a limited sample size with these guys, but Tua for accuracy, he's been super accurate since he came into the league.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy that we're living in an age where we've seen this all of these great quarterbacks come through. So, you know, hopefully Caleb Williams becomes one of those guys we can talk about in the future. Hopefully not how we talk about Jay Cutler. But I think that's going to do it for the Bear Down Buzz podcast this week. We will probably be back regular schedule next week unless something changes. We'll definitely let everybody know. But this has been the Bear Down Buzz podcast. Probably not going to know who our next head coach is by the time the next episode rolls around. So, you know, unless more news breaks about, you know, Ben Johnson to Las Vegas or anything like that, there should be after these divisional games. There probably will be some more news coming around, but we'll keep you updated until then. And this has been the Bear Down Buzz podcast. So we will see you next time.